Hello, everybody, and welcome to show number 4 of the DVD Marquee, brought to you exclusively on HTF Radio, with a little help from our friends at the Home Theater Forum at www.hometheaterforum.com and iCraveDVD.com. My name's Jeffrey Rosato. Thanks so much for being with us today. And let's say hi to my partner and fellow DVD junkie on the Canadian side of the world, Mr. Shane McDonald. Shane, how are you?
I'm doing well. Jeffrey, yourself?
Great. Now, for today's show, we're going to do something a little different. More than ever, there are many Oscar-nominated films making the leap to DVD long before those little golden statuettes are handed out. So, on the eve of this year's Academy Awards, we're going to take a look at all the titles currently available, give you our thoughts on the ones we've been able to see, and also have a little fun playing prognosticator for Sunday's big show. But right now, let's dive right in and talk about the first movie on our list, The Constant Gardener, which is up for 4 awards, including Rachel Weisz for Best Supporting Actress. It's one of my favorite films from last year and a terrific DVD.
Well, the buzz I've been hearing around it's been incredible. I've tried to rent the movie 4 or 5 times now, and it's always been out at the local Blockbuster, so I really do want to give it a view, and I might just go out and buy it if I can't get a rental.
Well, I highly recommend it to everybody that hasn't seen it because it's a powerful story, well acted. Ralph Fiennes is terrific in it as well. And I think had it not been released earlier in the year, it might have tallied up as many nominations as Brokeback Mountain. I think it's that good. Now, ironically, there's another film that came out even earlier than The Constant Gardener that managed to avoid being forgotten, and that's Crash.
Well, just a quick little mini-review here. This movie not only was shocking, but it also had many great emotional moments in it. Now, typically, I'm not one to get all gooey when it comes to movies, but this one really does tug at your heartstrings. Everything is just tied together so well. The writers were able to intermingle all the characters and the stories perfectly, and the editing on this film was amazing. Consequently, that's also a category that this film has been nominated for.
It's up for 6 Oscars, including one for Matt Dillon as Best Supporting Actor.
Yep, he was nominated for that category, and it's great to see him in there because he was much better in this role than any previous films I've seen him in.
You know, one big surprise when the nominations were announced was that Thandi Newton wasn't tabbed for Best Supporting Actress. I hear she's just phenomenal in that film.
Her role definitely led up to the hype, and actually, I think the reason why Matt Dillon was nominated was because of the interaction that he has with Thandi.
And by the way, for those of you that haven't heard, Crash is going to be reissued in a 2-disc director's cut edition from Artisan, and that's coming out on Tuesday, April the 4th. Okay, moving on, Cinderella Man, which is up for 3 trophies, one of them not for Best Actor. Way to go, Russell. But I am so happy that Paul Giamatti has gotten another acting nomination. He's always been one of my favorites, and I'm still kind of smarting, for him not being among the Best Actor nominees for Sideways. I think everybody got nominated for that film except him.
I agree. I think they did pass him over, and he does deserve the recognition. He's very underrated, which is unfortunate, and it is nice to see him finally getting some recognition for some of the work he's been doing. Before we roll into the next DVD, I just want to mention Russell Crowe's performance. I do believe this is one of his better performances, even above that of Gladiator.
Next, a film that you reviewed on our last edition of the DVD Marquee, Shane, Walk the Line.
Yeah, Walk the Line. Obviously, I reviewed it on the last show, and it was phenomenal. You've got the two main actors in the film, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, nominated for an actor and actress in a leading role. It's got film editing, sound mixing, which the sound was phenomenal, so it's obvious why it's in those categories.
All right, next on our DVD Oscar nominee list is a film that just has 1 nomination, but it's for the rising young actress Amy Adams. Junebug, a movie that Roger Ebert swears by, calling it one of the best performances of 2005. Haven't gotten to it yet, have you, Shane?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. As shocking as that may be to some people.
Oh, man, I'm just messing with you. I haven't gotten to it either, but it is definitely in my must-watch category with about 100 others. I can tell you that she's one of the participants on the commentary track for those who want to check it out sooner than we. Now, fresh off the assembly line as of this week, is another nominated film starring one of our favorites, Keira Knightley, in the new adaptation of the Jane Austen novel Pride and Prejudice. And I'm so happy for her because I feel she's just now starting to come into her own as an actress. I mean, she's gorgeous and pretty to look at, but oh, so very talented.
Definitely one of my favorite actresses. Plus, Pride and Prejudice is nominated for 4 Oscars, 1 for Keira Knightley herself. So that's got to say a lot about her performance in the film.
I cannot wait to watch it. Can't wait. Another nominated film just slipping into stores by the Oscar cast deadline is North Country, featuring previous Academy Award nominee Charlize Theron. And I hate to sound like an overused mantra, but I haven't seen it. Have you seen?
I've seen trailers. Does that count?
Trailer? Wrong answer. Let's keep it moving. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a movie that we talked about, I think, on our very first show.
Yes, we did discuss it in the debut episode, and there are some great costumes in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, most notably from the Oompa Loompas.
One thing I've heard about this version is that it's a little closer in tone to the book as opposed to the Gene Wilder original that I grew up with.
I have read that it is a closer adaptation to the book, but unfortunately I haven't read the book yet. It is one that I am going to be picking up and reading very soon.
Next up, racking up a sole nomination, is Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
And the Star Wars movies have been nominated for something pretty much every year since they've come out. Whether they win or not this year is a different story altogether.
You know, Shane, in the past, the Star Wars movies have done a lot better in terms of multiple nominations, and I'm wondering if the Academy is as sick of that type of movie as some of us are.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but this year there are a lot more of the nominees that are competitive with it, and that could be due to the technology being available to more people now.
I will say that one person I would have nominated from Revenge of the Sith in an acting category, it's the guy who played the senator that influenced Anakin to go bad. What's his name?
That would be Ian McDiarmid.
Oh yeah, he was fantastic. Best performance in a Star Wars movie in a long time.
It was a good performance, especially considering the lines he got. Like, Star Wars has never been known for its great dialogue, and he took his dialogue and did bring it to a whole different level.
Complete agreement. Alrighty, next up, let's see, another recent DVD debut, Corpse Bride.
That's right, Corpse Bride is up for the Best Animated Feature, and I thought it was a great movie, especially you don't see this type of animation anymore where they're puppets and it's all still photography. It took them, I believe, if I recall from the extra features, it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen them, it took them 8 or 9 years to make this movie.
Sounds a lot like those animated features that were drawn by hand. Wasn't it claymation techniques that took so long for this?
I don't know if you could actually call it claymation. I think their faces were just made out of clay, but it does look like computer animated characters.
Okay, Batman Begins, a movie we both loved. Were you surprised that it only racked up just one nomination?
I am shocked to see that this Christopher Nolan film only picked up one nomination. I would have expected it to end up in sound editing or mixing or just costuming even, I'm not sure. But if I can use one word from Dane Cook, this movie was so fantastical that I would have even put it in for Movie of the Year. But that's just me. I'm a huge Batman fan.
War of the Worlds didn't do much better with just a couple of nods. Did you catch this one last summer?
I did see the movie, and I was actually pretty disappointed with it itself, but the sound editing and mixing in the movie were outstanding. It's one of those DVDs that you could use to show off your system if you like to do that sort of thing. Now, one that I know that you checked out, we talked about in episode 3, Jeffrey, was A History of Violence, which has one character up for supporting role and also has a nomination for writing Best Adapted Screenplay.
Okay, for those of you that listened to our last show know how much I was blown away by this movie, and if I get started raving about it again, I won't stop, so just check out episode 3 of the DVD Marquee to hear me babble on and on about it. And by the way, this film is not yet out on disc, but it will be on March 14th. A History of Violence. Buy it. You'll love it. Next movie.
Next movie. Now, before I actually mention the title of the film, this is one of those indie films that you never expect to do quite as well as it does, and yet it blows you away when you see it. And Terrence Howard has even been nominated for a leading actor for his role in this movie.
There have been so many movies about people trying to make it in the music business that come off as contrived, phony, glossy, and what have you, but Hustle and Flow, let me tell you, it gets it right. Great film, great performances, and an outstanding DVD to boot.
Another animated film that's up for Best Animated Feature of the Year is Wallace and Gromit: Curse of the Were-Rabbit. Now, this isn't something that I've seen, nor probably will I see. I know a lot of people are going to hate me for saying this, but I am not a big fan of Wallace and Gromit.
Well, I love these characters, and I'm just chomping at the bit to see their first theatrical effort, and it's not going to surprise me at all if they walk away with yet another Oscar just like their shorts did. Okay, wrapping up our long list of discs are a couple of films nominated in the documentary category, March of the Penguins and Murderball, one of which I know you've had a chance to catch.
Yeah, Jeffrey, the one that I was able to see part of, I didn't get to see at all, was March of the Penguins, and that one there took the world by storm last year and is now the second largest grossing documentary in history.
I'm looking forward to settling in with both of these films, particularly Murderball, which is about a group of quadriplegic rugby players that's gotten a lot of great reviews.
Sure has, and I can't wait to see it myself, Jeffrey.
Okay, prognostication time. Are you ready, Shane?
I am. Bring it on.
Yep, it's time to give our picks for the main categories in the 2006 Academy Awards, and we start off with the nominees for Best Actor. And the nominees are Philip Seymour Hoffman in Capote, Terrence Howard for Hustle and Flow, Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain, Joaquin Phoenix for Walk the Line, and, oh, I hope I'm getting his name right, David Strathairn for Good Night and Good Luck. Shane, who do you think should win and who do you think will win?
Only having seen two films in that category, I can only give my opinion on two of those performances, and I'd like to see Terrence Howard win, however I doubt he will, so in that case, I think Joaquin Phoenix would be my pick.
Based on the clips that I've seen, Hoffman is just eerily good as Truman Capote, and I think he's due, but Terrence Howard, he just blew me away in Hustle and Flow, so he'd be my personal pick, but in my opinion, it's Philip Seymour's year. Now, Shane, your turn. Best actress in a leading role.
Judi Dench in Mrs. Henderson Presents, Felicity Huffman, Transamerica, Keira Knightley, Pride and Prejudice, Charlize Theron, North Country, and Reese Witherspoon, Walk the Line.
I'll keep this to the point. Reese Witherspoon should and will win. She just became June Carter, and it was a brilliant performance.
I'm going to agree with you there, Jeffrey. Reese Witherspoon was fantastic in her role. Probably the best one she's ever done in her career, and it's nice to see that she got recognized for it.
Okay, our next category is for Best Supporting Actor, and the nominees are George Clooney for Syriana, Matt Dillon in Crash, Paul Giamatti, Cinderella Man, Jake Gyllenhaal for Brokeback Mountain, and William Hurt in A History of Violence.
I think that Paul Giamatti is going to walk away with it, and it's one of those ones that I think not only should he walk away with it, but I do think that he is going to walk away with it.
Well, like I said earlier, Giamatti's due, and like you, I think it's a lock. Next up, Best Supporting Actress in a Supporting Role.
So we've got Amy Adams in Junebug, Catherine Keener for Capote, Frances McDormand for North Country, Rachel Weisz for The Constant Gardener, and Michelle Williams for Brokeback Mountain. Now, who do you think is going to take it, and who do you think should have taken it?
Well, you know how I've been raving off-air about Rachel Weisz, and my initial feeling is that she should and will probably win, but if a Brokeback Mountain sweep occurs, it'll kick off with Michelle Williams winning for her role, so she's a potential dark horse to look out for.
I haven't seen any of these, so I really can't speak to who I think should or shouldn't or might run away with it, but if I was to usher a guess, I would probably go with Rachel Weisz as well.
Okay, Shane, how about the nominees for Best Director?
Is that a setup or something, Jeffrey? All right, and the nominees for Best Achievement in Directing are George Clooney for Good Night and Good Luck, Paul Haggis for Crash, Ang Lee for Brokeback Mountain, Bennett Miller for Capote, and Steven Spielberg for Munich. Tough category this year.
It is a tough category, all deserving, but Ang Lee has just made so many wonderful films, and it seems fitting that the biggest success he's had critically and commercially will be rewarded.
That very well could be, but Paul Haggis did write Million Dollar Baby, and that movie did win last year with Clint Eastwood directing, so he could walk away with it. He could be a dark horse in this category.
I'd forgotten about that. So you're going with Haggis.
Yep, I'm sticking with Haggis.
At our final category, just like the Oscars, Best Picture. Now, this is going to be one tough category. You've got Brokeback Mountain, you've got Capote, you've got Crash, you've got Good Night and Good Luck, and you've got Munich.
Well, I don't think it's that tough of a category here. The press has been all over Brokeback Mountain, yet at the same time, there could be a backlash brewing, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if Crash pulled an upset. But my gut instinct is to go with Brokeback.
Despite the press that Brokeback's been getting, I think I am going to have to go with Crash.
Wow. You know, regardless of whether it wins or not, based on what I've heard and seen of it, it's the kind of movie that will stay with you, but I'm still sticking with my prediction. And as for forthcoming Oscar nominees heading to stores in weeks ahead, Good Night and Good Luck, Capote, King Kong, The Squid and the Whale, and Memoirs of a Geisha are all due before the end of March. Look for Brokeback Mountain, Chronicles of Narnia, and Match Point in April.
And just a reminder of all the films that we talked about tonight that are currently available on DVD, we've got The Constant Gardener, Crash, Cinderella Man, Walk the Line, Junebug, Pride and Prejudice, North Country, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith,
Corpse Bride, Batman Begins, War of the Worlds, A History of Violence, Hustle and Flow, Wallace and Gromit in The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, and for documentaries, we've got March of the Penguins and Murderball. Those are all available on DVDs. You can run out and buy them right now if you want.
Folks, that about wraps it up for our special Oscar edition of the DVD Marquee. Shane, thank you. Another great job.
Always a pleasure, Jeffrey.
And as always, we'd like to thank our sponsors, thehometheaterforum.com and iCraveDVD.com, for their tremendous support. Until next time, for Shane McDonald and the DVD Marquee, I'm Jeffrey Rosato. Thanks for joining us.